1 Corinthians chapter 9. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. 1 Corinthians 9:25. It was just an empty cup. That's the frustrated cry of a character in the movie Cars when his friend fails to win the pristine cup. Athletes train with intense discipline, all for a prize that eventually fades. But we're running for something far greater, something eternal. Life is a race, and the question isn't just how we run, but what we're running towards. Paul uses the image of an athlete's discipline to teach us about spiritual endurance. Earthly crowns will pass away, but the reward we pursue will last forever. Notice Paul says we, including both himself and us. That unity is powerful. It calls us to run with purpose, perseverance, and hope. So let's keep going, because what we're running towards is truly worth it. It's not just about chasing a cup. It's about receiving a cup filled with lasting joy. When my cup feels empty, it's easy to mourn. But when it overflows, I find it easy to pray and sing all day, filled with gratitude and hope for what's to come.